sang.
Yeah, well, the playing was amazing, too.
How are you?
I'm good.
Diane?
Yeah, Diane.
My girlfriend's last name is Hartel, and she's from Flint, Michigan. So, I don't suppose you have relatives back in Flint.
You gotta go back there and flip the lights on that.
Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
CFSA is an organization that I started for two reasons.
to spread the word of God and to be a champion to the underdog. We have as our passage, our beacon passage, our lighthouse passage, Isaiah 41:13. For I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord, your God, and I say to you, do not be afraid. I am here to help you. If you will allow me to translate that into 2019 verbiage, that passage for Christians Forward Southeast Asia translates into, the Lord laughs at statistics. Because statistically speaking, I should not be here today. There is no bookie in Las Vegas. There is no investor on this earth. There is no statistician who would ever have said that CFSA would advance from the starting line, which I wasn't even at when it started. I was so far behind the starting line, we don't have enough time to talk about that. And yet the Lord says, it's going to work. And I'm going to prove to you that it works. And he has proven it time and time and time and time and time again. And I am here today. And that's yet another proof. And this ministry is amazing. And it is out there. And it is available for all of you. And all of you get to say Isaiah 41:13. Well, I'm scared, God. He said, forget it. I've got this. And you can do it. Now, what does CFSA do? For those of you who know me, in 1997, I resigned my call here and I went to Thailand. For those of you who don't know me, in 1997, I resigned my call here and I went to Thailand. And I was a missionary assistant there. And yes, I had an MA after my name. Missionary assistant. So when you said that in the sermon this morning, it doesn't matter how many numbers or letters you got behind your name, I was upstairs laughing. And I worked in Thailand for 3 years. Now, Christians Forward Southeast Asia, to this day, at this time, has a presence there, a good presence in Thailand. We have also been to Cambodia and to Myanmar. In just those countries of Southeast Asia, there are 230 million people living. And of those 230 million, 10 million are Christian. That's amazing. Because if you go there, you will see a temple on every corner and Buddhism everywhere. Now, question, or remember, I told you to have a direction. You need to remember the difference between fact and opinion. What is the fact when we die? When we die, the fact is we go to heaven or to hell. That's it. There's no purgatory, there's no second chance, there's no level of hell that you get out of, there's no level of heaven to which you strive to get. It is heaven or it is hell. That is the fact. Whether it is known or not, it does not change the fact that that is what the fact is. Now, how do you get to heaven? Through faith in Jesus. That is a fact. Now, in this very school, I had a second grader who handed in her math, and she said 27 minus 9 was 22. And 18 minus 9 was 11. And 32 minus 9, well, that's too hard for me. 37 minus 9 is 32. So I'm like, what are you doing? And the short version is, she said, I don't like borrowing, it bothers me. And I said, you have to borrow. You know, and many people will say, I don't like the fact that you have to believe in Jesus to go to heaven. It bothers me. Okay, fine. It doesn't change the fact. And whether they know it or not, the fact remains, because a three-year-old does not know that 9 times 8 is 72. And we do not change that fact to accommodate the three-year-old. We spread the news about the fact. So what is the fact saying here? We've got 10 million going into heaven. Well, we've got 220 million going straight to hell. And that should create in every single person sitting in this this church an emotion of fear and urgency and fervency to do something. And here's where everyone's head falls down like this. Because nobody wants me to look at him. Because he doesn't want to face the fact that why was he created? To spread the word of God. We do not walk this earth for any other reason than to spread God's word. That is the only reason we have been created. We haven't been created to be an organist. We haven't been created to be the football star. We haven't been created to be a cheerleader, or Martha Stewart, and Susie Homemaker, or the doctor who is performing surgery with both hands behind his back. We have not been created for any other reason than to spread God's word. And the fact is, God says, you, singular, you, plural, must spread God's word. And then you're saying, well, I don't think I can. Yes, you can. For those of you who do know me from all those years ago, I would venture a guess that you would have said, I don't think I'll be the one in charge of an organization. And yet when God says, you're doing it, and I am here to help you, it happens. The fact is, God says, go into all the world and tell the good news to every creature. You, John Werbel, you, Mr. Hartel, that I just met, go into all the world and tell everybody who the Lord is. That is what the fact says. Because the fact is, they are dying and going straight to hell. You have to do it for their souls. And now we're going to take the word have, H-A-V-E, and we're going to change that because that's so authoritative. And I'm going to give them an authority. You have to do this. We're going to change it to G-E-T, get. You get to do this. You are that hero. Yes, you are, because if you said you were Shrek or Sherlock Holmes, you said you were a hero. And the fact is, evangelism is not an opinion. You've been created to do it. You have every ability to do it. You get to do it. Now do it. So what do we do? CFSA. I'll just talk about this one. So CFSA, what do? We take heroes, normal, everyday Jackson Janes of every trade, and we take them to Thailand. We took Nick Ish to Thailand, and what did he do? He worked in a medical clinic. Does Nick know anything about medicine? No, he knows how to take it, but he doesn't know how to, you know, prescribe it. There we go. Here are some everyday heroes that you can see Nick in 2018. So he's on the right-hand side, and he's wearing a peach shirt. And what did Nick do? He sat there and took notes for the medical person to whom he was assigned. So at this table where Nick sat was an EMT, a patient, a translator, and then and the EMT is working with the translator, and Nick is taking notes. Female, 50, body aches, headaches, knee aches, elbow aches. He writes everything down, and then the EMT says, go get her some adult vitamins, get her some muscle cream, get her some ibuprofen, and let's get her some more medication just in case. So Nick gets up. And he goes to the stations, I call them stations, and he gets the medicine. Does the EMT need him to do that? No. The EMT can do that himself. But if I don't let Nick do that, then Nick doesn't get to be a part of the work. And then when we do another thing, Nick is in charge and the EMT is his helper. Everybody can do this. Everybody can. So what do? Well, we have BBS, we have humanitarian aid, and we have medical work. And what we're doing, we're asking you to do. And what is it that we're asking you to do? prayers, compassion, and love. I want to highlight the little girls up in the top picture. There are two tall ones in red, then there's one in blue pants and yellow shorts. It was the three-legged race game. And those big kids are like big kids in America. You little ones can't play, get out of here. So what did? They physically pushed them down and kicked them to get them out because there were a limited number of three-legged race strips. The little one in yellow went behind the truck crying when she got knocked down. And don't think that they just, you know, politely knocked them over. Yeah, no. The little one in blue got up. I love this girl. And she got up, and I'm standing over there. The kids picked her up right there. She stands up. This is what she does. She looked at them. She looked at me. Because she was so small. And she's like, and she walked over to me, and I thought, what an excellent strategy against the bullies. Go to someone who's bigger than they are. Plus that, she looked at my hands because I had the three-legged race strips. Smart girl. And I never said anything, but I went and tied legs together. There were about 150 children there. And she stood there. No matter where I went, she made sure I saw her in my vision. She never touched me. She never hit me. She never like, hey lady, pick me, pick me. She just made sure I saw her. So I had one strip left. And I looked at her and I said, yep, Jalen and Mai, do you want to play? So, me, Poo, and Mai, do you have a friend? Universal weight. I said, okay. She ran and got that little girl from behind the truck who's crying, no, 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 no. She said, yeah. I tied their feet together. And out of all 150 children, those two little girls won every heat there was. I was so glad. I was like openly favoritizing them, you know, like, go girl. And they got crayons and a coloring book. And for the rest of the PBS week, she watched. She is never going to get out of poverty, ever. And can you stand there and tie feet together and say, E-R-B-A-Y, woo, and watch them run? That doesn't take any talent. Can you show love and compassion? We already answered that question. How about that little boy with the pom-poms? That was down in southern Thailand at a transit home for abandoned and or orphaned children until they got placed into the permanent home. When I was there, all he did was cry. He cried and whined all the time. So being the good German that I am, I offered him food. That didn't work. I offered him a juice box. Those are kind of big down there. That didn't work. I offered him new clothes with trucks on them and trains. You know. He cried and just, he would not be soothed. And I'm like, what is wrong with him? And so whiny and clingy. And then our ESL woman came up with Kinder Jam, which is a program that uses music and movement to teach English. And she's doing the alphabet hustle. And now we're going to use those pom-poms. And she had one set left, and she gave them to him. And he stopped crying. I can hardly relay this story to you without getting emotional because of why he was crying. His mother, I found out that day, drug addict and prostitute. She had him on the back of her motorbike, and he was an inconvenience. And as she drove past, as she was still driving, she threw him in there and threw him away. It just about killed me to have a five-year-old. Now listen, as a teacher, I know children can be absolutely wonderful and get on your nerves. But even if they are on your nerves, you do not throw them away. He was thrown away. His mother never came back. And what cheered him up? Pounds. It is not going to take a lot to have you do what we do, to show compassion and kindness and support and to pray for them. That takes no time out of you. You can do it. Now, our medical aid in Southeast Asia is huge. It's huge. If I have 150 children for BBS, I'm going to have 900 patients. And I do. And these people work hard. Now you see Nick up there. You see him as the scribe. He went over to Thailand with me, and you know, he didn't have any visions of grandeur that this was going to be a vacation. CFSA travels negative 5 stars, and I don't, you know, that's not a joke. We travel negative 5 stars. We lay over in the airport on the floor. I'm getting older, so I got a hotel the last time we had to take the team with me. It's getting pretty hard to travel 32 hours and then sleep on the floor when you get there. But we do not have 5-star meals. We do not have 5-star accommodations. We don't even have star accommodations. We are negative. Negative 5-star. He went over there and it's hot. Thailand has 3 seasons. Hot, hot, or hot. It's 108-degree day the other day. I was loving it. I thought it was great. I'm like, you guys are in the low triples compared to the high triples of Venus. I love this. And he never complained. It's 100, 110, the humidity is 90, 95%. Not one word of complaint. And now here's what his day is like. Get up at 6, eat breakfast at 7, you're in the van by 7:15. By 8:15, you're up in the jungle. And then you're working from 8:30 till 4 every day. Well, what about lunch, Anne? Yeah, what about lunch? Nick brings some tuna fish from America. Okay, I will. Bring some granola bars. Okay, I will. That's our lunch. Because those people don't get anything. And Nick sits there all day long and he writes down ailments. They see 50 patients before lunch. And there are 3 stations. Nick was paired with a man who is from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Now, he is, this is, I don't know if he has a pointer. So you see Nick. I go diagonally, and there's a man in a gray and black scrub shirt. That man is the Apostle Luke in modern times, because he's a pastor and he's medical personnel. His name is Pastor Rick, and he is the most high-maintenance person I've ever met in my entire life, but I was lost his bag, all his money, his passport, everything. We went back. It was all there. You say, I'll buy you some coffee. I don't want coffee, I want more than that. I'm afraid. But I'll tell you what, you get a patient at that station, and you see those two never met before working like this, you cannot deny the power of the Word of God and the power of God to help them, to meet the ailments. There was one little boy, Pastor Rick is rotund, he's very white skin, very, very white skin, and he's bald. No little mum boy has ever seen that before in his life. So the mother is carrying this boy. I'm away. I'm at one of the other stations. And you have to understand, these clinics are chaotic. Dogs are running all over. People are screaming. Babies are yelling. People are laughing. So you hear a kid screaming. You don't think anything of it. So I'm at another station. And I hear this blood curdling scream. The mother sat down at Pastor Rick's station, and this boy looked at Pastor Rick and was and then he screamed again. I'm talking massive high decibel scream, just so afraid. And then the third time it's like a growl. Don't you come near me. The entire time Pastor Rick sat there. He didn't try to soothe him, comfort him, it's okay, don't cry, sat there, and after the growl, like, you stay away from me, man, he said, okay, and he bent over, picked up the child's blood pressure cuff. They had a bear or some kind of animal on the spooky thing, and the kid went, "Huh? Oh, what is that?" They were best friends. You talk to Nick-ish what it's like. And you ask him, "Well, how did you do it, Nick?" You ask him, and he'll tell you. He will tell you. Now, our clinics, we've seen 9,400 patients in just 16 trips. Each trip averages 5 clinic days. What's 16 times 5? 80. So we see over 100 patients a day, only 80 actual days. We've seen 9,400 people. And every one of them has received something to remind them that it's Christians forward, Southeast Asia, that has brought the medicine to you. And Nick, you remind me to talk about the ibuprofen pill. Okay? That has brought the medicine to you. We want you to remember not us, but who has brought us here, the Lord. So they'll get a cross necklace, they'll get stickers with crosses on them, sometimes they'll get bouncy balls with crosses. You get the general idea. We take them clothes, we take reading glasses, we take hearing devices. If we can get our hands on it, we take toothpaste, toothbrushes, anything like that that will help these patients. We do not treat any chronic illnesses because they can't maintain the prescription regime, nor can we. Now, we also have humanitarian aid, and our humanitarian aid takes place in Romania. At no solicitation of mine, I found myself talking to a Romanian man who asked me what I did for a living. I told him. He said, "Come to Romania." I said, "Well, I'm Christians Forward Southeast Asia." He said, "You can only help people if they're Asian." No. So we go to Romania. And what do we do there? Anything they ask us to. Now, we're working in the Orthodox Church, so let's get that laid out on the table absolutely right now. Are we in fellowship with the Orthodox Church? No. So why are you going there, Anne? Was the Samaritan in fellowship with the Jew who got beat up? I have had such thick doctrinal, deep doctrinal questions with the Orthodox priests. I'm like, "Hey man, I need a pastor on this team." And I'll tell you what, I'm painting with Father Augustine, that I have affectionately dubbed Rasputin in his youth. And he and I are painting at the local hospital, and he said to me, "Why do you believe in justification by faith alone, you Lutherans? You know, if that isn't like the Holy Spirit seeing something down the road for why we give humanitarian aid to a Christian country, I don't know what is." So I'm talking to him, and this man, the kindest man you'll ever meet, such a wicked sense of humor, he says, "Well, I know that we both believe in Jesus as our Savior, so in heaven we will continue this discussion. And on earth we recognize that we remain separate because of our confessional sins." I'm like, "Yeah, dude, where have you been all my life? Hello? I need those words." That's exactly true. We have confessional differences. We believe in Jesus as our Savior, and in heaven we both have said we will have this all figured out. We still go and give love and compassion. There is nothing wrong with that, and there is no doctrinal thing that I can find that I can't help somebody in need. Now we're going to talk about the young lady and the man in the plaid shorts. That's my board president. His name is Joe Frazier. He's a businessman, lives in Salt Lake City, Utah. That woman is Adriana. She can't speak, she can't breathe, she can't function in society. She's about 40 years old with an 8-year-old maturity level, and she fell deeply in love with Joe. It was so honest and so innocent and so lovely to see. And all week long while we're painting at her home for mentally disabled people, because Romania does not have social programs as we do here in the United States, she followed Joe everywhere and literally adored him. He's up on the ladder. patients that he so absolutely loved. And then at the very end, now remember, she spoke nothing. She can't speak. At the very end, we're leaving, and Joe says to her, "Adriana, we're going to take pictures. May I hold your hand?" And he put his hand out like this. Now, a small aside, I told you that statistically speaking, CFSA should not exist. In this journey of CFSA, I have met men the opposite of Joe. So this action was reinforcement to me that there are good men left walking around. And this action showed a gentleman. You should have seen her face. That little boy with the pom-poms almost makes me cry. This almost makes me cry. We all know from my St. Mark days, I'm like a strict woman. Yeah, right. You know, she's hearts. I love it. Her body went up and her face just exploded into joy that she would be picked. How many of you have ever been kicked to the curb? How many of you have had such a rotten day that you just can't stand it anymore and you're ready to give up until somebody says, "Michelle, those earrings are awesome." And you smile and you're able to get up ready for the next barrage that comes at you. If you like that, think what it means to somebody like that. Can you do it? We have already answered that question. Yes, you can. The question is not can you do it, the question is will you do it? Now, we move forward. And why do I bother? Because it's hard work. It's not, you know, please. There are many good times. Nick will tell you, "Hey, man, she did make me work, but she did give me a sightseeing day. It was awesome." I'm not entirely hopeless. We do have fun, you know, I love to have fun. But why do we do it? Because there's 98% hardship and 2% fun. Because they're dying and they're going to hell. How can you be a priest or a Levite and walk past the person in need? How? I do not understand that. And if you have an answer, please tell me, because I have never found an answer to that question. We move forward. And how do we do it? We act. We do something. You cannot be a passive person in evangelism. You have to be an active person. Now, when new opportunities come our way, we try them. And they don't always work. We tried Myanmar. We saw 517 patients, and we haven't been invited back. Is it a failure? No. In 2018, we went to Mexico. We saw 186 patients. Was it a failure? No. Should we not have gone? No. Because combined, over 700 people heard the word of God. And that's 700 more that have heard the fact. Another opportunity, and this is where I want some of you to join me. We're going up to Chiangrai, Thailand, and we're going to paint the preschool room at a YMCA. Talk to me later. I need volunteers. I'm completely serious. And this is a perfect way for you to get your feet wet because it's not the jungle. Nick, come on, I promise you it's going to be a good time. Oh, they're right there. What are you doing? Oh, Bangkok. Anywhere else? Oh, yeah, I'd be a surprise. Jungle, surprise! This one, I promise, you're in the city. You will have air conditioning. You will have breakfast. You will have a Western toilet, Western shower. Can't drink the water. Can't do anything about that. But the rest is amazing. Can you paint? Yes. Do you need to speak Thai to go over there? No. I've got that taken care of. I'll speak Thai for you. I need you. Now, what else do I need from you? I need you to know about our newest opportunity. Being more thrifty. We were blessed to open a thrift store. I sent in the business license just this last week. It's going to be in Salt Lake City. Why there? Because our board president lives there, and he's the only businessman on the board. Everybody else are all workers. We don't know any business. So I have a businessman on the board. And also my manager is there. We're taking that opportunity, and the funds from that store will fund us, because we are an independent organization that's relying on donations and grants and other donations and opportunities like this. How are Nick and Michelle going to be involved in Be More Thrifty when they live here? They're going to organize a truck to take down to Utah in the spring to donate to the thrift store. Want to help? They travel beautifully. You want fun? Go with them. They're new opportunities. They are new opportunities. Now, what else am I going to ask you to do? I want your prayers. I want your compassion, and I want your support. Oh, here she goes. She wants the support. You better do. I want you to donate, but I'm going to make it easier. How can you donate? There are a multitude of ways of donating. This is where we are answering the question of the roller coaster or the carousel. The roller coaster is definitely going overseas. You better be ready for anything when you're going overseas, because the only consistent thing with CFSA and its projects is inconsistency. And if you can't go with the flow, and I'm being absolutely 100% dead serious, you don't belong on an overseas roller coaster thing. But you can absolutely be active behind the scenes. You want active behind the scenes? Those two, right there, Nick and Michelle. Every single time I am here, they are like Bob and Cindy in Michigan and Pastor Jim and Vicki in Wisconsin. They open their home to me every single time. Well, that's no donation, man. Yes, it is, because I don't have to spend $100 a night in hotels. Nick lets me join this, allows me, or says, here, not lets, I've got to watch out for that word. Nick says, take my car. That'll save you a car rental. And I'm driving his car all over such a size. I had to tell him the first day I forgot my license. Because I don't. He was very calm. How else can we donate? You could be a behind-the-scenes person and go with me at LWMS. I met Chuck Klinker there. At an LWMS, you could be like John Lurbel. I was actually doing a research project that required me to read my journals. And in the journals, up came Pam's name. Because she and I were going to get this man to ask me out. Didn't work. Probably say to him, I can't cook anyway. So anyway, I'm going to call her. I'm going to read this to her. She wasn't home. I talked to John. So we're talking. He's catching up with me. And then I called Pam again. She wasn't home. I talked to John. And John says, well, I've already talked to Pastor about you coming. Third time, Pam wasn't home. I talked to John. And John said, you're in. 18th of August, and you're going to play the organ. Awesome. That's behind the scenes. That's involvement. And that gets CFSA into a new congregation, into a new audience, into a new vein of volunteers from which I can tap your skills, your prayers, your support. That's all part of it. It's all part of it. Without them, I'm gone. Without them, the people of Thailand and Romania suffer. It trickles down. Now, time to ask the question, answer the question. What did you miss? Who in here said, I miss $5? It's yours if you miss it. Nobody misses $5? Okay, good. Then give me $5 every month. Please give me $5 every month. I don't want you to stop giving to St. Mark's. I don't want you to stop giving to Synod. I don't want you to stop giving to any cause that you are already giving to. I want the crumbs. Anyone on the diet knows crumbs have as many calories and pack as big a punch as the real thing. I don't miss $5 a month. And I'm not living in the lap of luxury. We go to Starbucks. What? I want a decaf. I'm not drinking this. And we throw it away. We go to Burger King. What? I want a grilled chicken. I decided my body's good. I'm not eating this fried chicken. And we throw it away. We don't think twice about throwing away $5. So throw it my way. And join our Take Five to Big Five. I have a monthly donation club, challenge, whatever, out there, and give me $5 a month. Now, what difference does $5 make? A lot. And now Nick is going to remind me that I do propofol pill. One woman came to our clinic with one dirtier than dirty ibuprofen pill I've ever seen in my life. She held on to it for 2 years until we came back and would we mind, and did we have enough to give her maybe 15 more? I said, give her 90. Give her 3 months' worth. That's $5. How about these children? You can take 5 children, 10 children, you can split a gigantic plate of noodles, which only costs $1. You can feed 2 for $1. Or you can feed 5 adults for $1 each. That's $5. How about sunglasses to keep the cataracts down? How about ibuprofen? How about muscle rub? Have you any idea how physically taxing their lives are in those fields? There, he had a patient come to his table, and the baby's blood pressure cuff didn't fit on the woman's arm and slid down. She was starving. Okay, are we priests and Levites, or are we good Samaritans? $5 won't kill anybody. If everybody in this room gave me $5 a month, I would probably, first of all, have a heart attack. You'd have to write it down because I'd be speechless, and that's pretty hard to do for me. And then I I'd be on my knees with gratitude. We live in a land overflowing with milk and honey. Not one of us, in our most difficult, severe moments, has ever been where they are. And every one of us then can say, well, you know, I just don't know if I need you $5 because this, and this, and this. And then every piece of the pie is gone, and I have an answer for you. God will bake you another pie. And I know that for a fact. I have lived it. Our worst moments are moments of which they only dream. What are you going to do? Sit back and not act? And you can throw all your hardships at me that you want, because nobody in here has a monopoly on hardships. Everyone can one-up the person next to them. Instead of finding reasons why we cannot be involved, how about we find a reason why we can be involved? It will make a huge difference on lives. Now, you have to believe that as a single unit, as a you, or as a you, you make a difference. One person is very effective. Now we're going to do a little history. It's my favorite subject. So we'll study in history how one vote made a huge difference. It was because of one vote that I'm speaking English, or we're in Alle Deutsch sprechen. One vote made this language of this country English and not German. One vote put Rutherford B. Hayes into the Oval Office. One vote put California, Idaho, Oregon, Texas, and Washington in the Union. One vote, and one man's death on the cross puts you in heaven. There is great power in one. Be a power. Be a hero. You can do it. Do not be afraid. Do not make any reason why you can't. Make every reason why you can. Come with me to Thailand and paint those walls. Everyone in that YMCA is Buddhist. I've been working on that project for 4.5 years. a year ago, my language teacher finally asked me a personal question after 4.5 years of studying with her. They're not just going to trust any white person that goes in there. Why should they? She finally asked me a question about myself. She goes, well, who's your boss? I said, well, I'm the boss. Well, that she liked. Because in Thailand, women aren't the bosses. She called the YMCA that night. 2 days later, I thought I was going for cake, canoe, and coffee. Cake and coffee. It was like a 3-hour grilled interview. And they said, we want you to come and help. So then in the spring of this year, I went to manage the final details of that trip. They were so appreciative, they gave us food. My board president said, do you mind if we Americans pray? Because before we eat, we give thanks to the Lord. Oh, no, that's okay. Do you mind if we listen? The door is open. And that prayer, the common table prayer, is the first time I heard the name Jesus. I need you. Join that team. Talk to me. Talk to me. Call me. I will make it easy on you. I need you. They need you. You are a powerful, powerful force. And if you are afraid, take heart that even Joshua in the Bible was afraid. And the night before a battle, he said, Lord, I'm afraid. I love that the guy's afraid because I'm always afraid. I'm afraid of everything. You might not believe it. I am petrified of everything. And Joshua was afraid. I'm like, okay, well, he's afraid. I don't feel so bad. Good. Thanks, Josh. You know, like, hey. And what did God say to him? Look on his side. And the army of Israel was there. And the eyes of Joshua were opened, and my word and standing at attention were all the Lord's angels ready to fight the battle. You've got that. You've got it. Please use it. Join CFSA. Be a roller coaster person, be a behind the scenes person, be both. Be the warrior you've been created to be. Throw out your net of the gospel and be astounded at how many fish God puts in. The Lord bless and keep you. Everyone here, this is my presentation. If you don't mind, that would be great. Now, they will have, of course, limited space. But, yeah, Michelle slipped in now because she's like my friend. So there's going to be many tricks. And there's a very, please pray for me because I'm really weighing the decision to move to Salt Lake from my spot in Arizona. So pray that that goes well so I can be a force for our manager there, and then I can receive people who are coming from, Lord willing, all parts of the country with donations and then, you know, sightseeing in the beautiful areas around Salt Lake. They have awesome mountains there. But yes, I would say for now, please contact Michelle and Nick, and we'll have to get their phone number for you. I will do that for you. And then, or I'll maybe email it to you, and you could just send it on the grapevine. And then, yes, but please keep in mind that they're going to have limited space. So, and Lord willing, make many trips. But that's a great question. Yes, Mr. Prince.
Were you with another group before you went with CFSA?
Yeah. Okay, a hurdle. I was with another group. And there was a very unfortunate incident in which the leader of that group chose to steal. So that group, he was reprimanded and imprisoned. And then I took the database that I had generated while working for that man, and I changed the name through God's grace. And be more thrifty, B period, E period, Bruce Everly. He's in Grace Falls Church, Virginia. He heard me speak for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. He got up, he wrote a check, paid off the lawyers, paid the IRS, and he started CFSA. 5 minutes, but yeah, That's one of the greatest hurdles of my life. But yes, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Two questions. One is, what is your website?
My website is www.kristensforward.org.
Okay. Number two is there an age limit to go and do that?
Good question. Do you know who my first volunteers were? Rich and Betty Piper. From this congregation, my first volunteers. And then Nick now is my last volunteer, so we gotta not take up the ladder. He doesn't want to be last anymore.
But I mean, with it's...
There is no age limit. The reason I said that is because Rich and Betty were 78 and 80 when they went. If you have the physical health and you can handle the airline flight, and you really can handle consistently inconsistent, you're a perfect fit. And if you're ready to show up and compassion to others, you're a perfect fit. My youngest was 10. Will I do that again? No. But he was honestly a great draw for the children. He was an outstanding draw, and he introduced U.S. games, and they taught him Thai games. But it's still, there's too much child trafficking, and I was on edge the whole time. I was on edge the whole time, so I'm not going to take a 10-year-old again.
My last question is, when you were talking to those guys, I couldn't hear, were you talking about the thrift store?
Yes, ma'am.
And how are donations going to be? I'd be willing to help with that. How are donations going to be
gathered?
Yeah,
that's a very good question. I don't know, really, other than, well, I'll send the telephone number to Pam of Nick and Michelle. Pam will share it, and then call Nick and Michelle, and then they'll call me, like, for more specific instruction, and among all of us, we will determine the best course for everybody to make it the easiest for everybody.
And you're looking for, like, clothes and shoes?
Clothes, shoes, furniture. I mean, anything that, of course, is going to fit whatever unit they have. Now, if the congregation would like to rent a vehicle to take down there, I'm not opposed to that either. But we'll work something out. That would be lovely. That would be great. Other questions? Yes?
On your website, is there a way, maybe you said it, of setting up a deal where we could donate that $5 or more per month?
Absolutely.
You know, and dumb it down for us so that we can do it and get on board?
Thank you. Yes, we have on our website a service called Donor Box. It's like PayPal. It's like, give me another one. When they start a fund, a GoFundMe kind of thing. Donor Box is a service. It's so easy. And on the front page of our website, it says Donate Monthly. Click on that. It walks you through the steps. It will ask you for a credit card. It will ask you how much you wish to donate. It will ask you if you would like to pay the donor box fee. Every service that takes money charges you a fee to do that before they'll deposit it into the bank. You may choose to pay that fee or not. I have donors who give me $5. They choose not to pay the 43-cent fee. I'm happy to pay that. And they have $5 come out of their credit card every month. Some will pay $5.47, and then all of the $5 comes to CFSA. I'm happy with $4.50. I'm happy with $3. I'm happy with $1 a month because the consistency will allow us to maintain our forward movement and expand on our programs that we want to do. Donor Box, it's less than 5 minutes. Our challenge is called Take 5 to Give 5. And it's really take 3 minutes and give $5. Yes, sir.
And for those who volunteer to Southeast Asia, how long would that term be?
It's a great question. It's 2 weeks. We leave on a Wednesday. 2 weeks later, we're back on a Wednesday. Now for this trip, it's $2,750 to be on the team, $2,750. I can give you strategies to raise the money. I've had people raise $1,000 a week on social media. I will help you with that if you want to go. And this is how it would be. You would leave from, we'll use you. You leave from San Francisco, I'll meet you there. I'll fly with you to Korea to Bangkok. We will lay over in a hotel with air conditioning and a swimming pool. And then if we fly from Bangkok to Chiang Rai, that's included. And then we have ground transportation in Chiang Rai, and there's air conditioning there. You get one meal a day, all your flights, ground transportation, all your accommodations. And then you work, and this will be an easy one, I promise. It won't have air conditioning where we're working, no, but we're not working the dog hours that Nick did. We will be done at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and you can go back to the hotel and the pool. And then we won't work on the weekend. And I'll take you up to the Golden Triangle. And we are late overing via Singapore on the way home. You'll love it. Please, think about it and come talk to me. It's, and if you can come.
You'd be great.
Ooh, yeah. Chuck Klinger could come. He's trying to hide that there. I see him. So you could come, Chuck. You'd be great. The service as well. Yes.
So when we're there, will we be able to interact with the people?
Oh, sure. Because we hired out with the local craftsmen, the roofing and the windows. We're basically going to paint and clean furniture and sweep floors. That's what we're going to do, but it's a step in the door for CFSA and its permanent presence in Thailand.
And is it a church
you're doing? Oh, no, it's YMCA.
Oh, YMCA.
YMCA.
What are the requirements for your passport to fly over?
Good. Passport, you need shots. You've got to get hepatitis A and B. You should get typhoid. And since we are in the city of Chiang Rai, the doctor may or may not suggest malaria. That would be it. He might say you need Japanese encephalitis. That one's too expensive. I only get that because I'm there all the time. Don't get that one. But yeah, passport and inoculations. And then from the States over, they may say you have to do the luggage fee, but I take care of all the luggage fees within Southeast Asia, and they run up to $700 to $800. So that you don't have to. You may have to pay a luggage fee going over. Did you have to pay me? No. Some do and some don't. If we talk to the aid agent, they might not make you pay. But sometimes it could be $75 or $100 for that. But I take care of it in Asia. Right, 50 pounds free. A good source of information are these two. Right here. When the time is up. But yes.
Can you take a carry-on?
I'm sorry?
Can you just take a carry-on?
Yeah.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah. For 2 weeks, yeah. There's not a whole lot of places to do laundry, just FYI. And then there's souvenirs, so you're gonna want to know about carry-on. Yes. Mrs. Clark, hi.
How long does it take to get there?
The flight over to Asia is long. Figure about 24 hours. From my house in Phoenix, Arizona, to Chiang Rai, Thailand, with all the layovers, is 32 hours. And you know what? You tell yourself before you're going to go that it's going to be great, and you get on that plane, and you do it. And we're like the steerage of the Titanic movie. We had so much fun of that plane. We're going to get kicked off because of that. You know, we're always laughing, always goofing around. We do. We have good times when we're there. But you can bet your bottom dollars. I am that German Sephardic teacher. She comes out when it's time to work. And also, you need to keep in mind that you're there with a roommate for 2 weeks. I cannot help it if you don't like your roommate. And I'm not changing your hotel room. And I have no control over the heat. I have no control over that. I have no control if the taxi has no air conditioning. I don't. I have no control if the restaurant doesn't have French bread. You're in Asia. You have to be able to handle that kind of thing. I have had volunteers, unfortunately, that have fought so much that we haven't received an invitation back to that place. You have to be, if you can show love and compassion to an Asian, you have to be able to show it to your Caucasian roommate. And I'm going to be like, you know, get over it and deal with it. But otherwise, it's a great time. We should have seen him in Pastor Rick. I mean, I used to go over to their station and I'd say, are you guys working at all? They were laughing. So, thank you. I better get up there. One more.
Yeah,
Chiang Mai is the third largest city in Thailand with all modern conveniences you can want. Pizza Hut, Dairy Queen, Swensons, Starbucks. Thank you. Come talk to me after.